huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive but also profitable.
When you use your reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and welcome to this Caffeine Cast edition of my live video and podcast. And this is about commitment. Now, I see a lot of people not making progress because they're stuck in no man's land. They haven't found their big why. They don't know whether they should do this stream or this niche, or they should be working or resting or playing. And so when you're stuck in a void of indecision, you go nowhere, everywhere. You actually don't make any progress on one thing. So I've got a few things to talk you through which I think will really help you commit more. So the first thing is, if you're going to rest, you know, if you're going to take time off, then commit to resting. So someone who's just joined us, Connor here, when he's watching the snooker, he commits to watching the snooker. He's like, I'm off social media. You cannot interrupt me because I'm watching the snooker. Every single frame. So if you're watching the snooker, don't feel guilty that you should be working. You commit to resting. If you're going to be with your kids, this is big. If you're going to be with your kids, commit to being with your kids. Get off your phone. You know, don't be doing half work and half being with your kids. It's better to commit to being with your kids for an hour, full on with them, and then 3 hours full on with work, than 2 hours half on with work, wishing you're with your kids, and 2 hours half on with your kids. So I think a lot of us, because of the distraction of social media, of notifications, you know, our attention span is shorter and shorter. I'll give you another example. If you're going to be in a meeting, commit to being in that meeting. Turn off your phone. How do you feel when someone checks their phone 900 times or their Apple Watch 600 times? Ding, 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 ding. So this sort of lack of focus. Now, if you think about your life, your career, your business, some lucky people like myself and like other business owners, you know, we know what we want to do and we love what we want to do. But I'd spend a lot of years in the wilderness searching for things, art, pub business, you know, a bit of this, bit of that, before I fell on property and then business. And now, of course, you know, me just sort of sharing what I learn and what I love with others. So if you think about it, you know, like if everyone's waiting for the perfect thing to commit to, then they never do anything because your life is like a CV in which you're building careers and experiences up that make your overall CV. But your first thing isn't your whole CV. So in that regard, even if you've got a job you don't love, commit to doing it well. Commit to being the best at it. Commit to, for these next 2 years, being great at this job, because this is all I can do now. Because when I look back, that's going to be on my CV. Are they going to give me a recommendation and say, hey, Rob was really committed in this job. We knew he was always going to fly the nest, but Rob was awesome at this job. So if you think about it, all I'm really saying is, commit to the present moment, to doing the thing that you know you must be doing that's going to get you the best result now. So I've got a list of things here. If you're going to work on a project, commit to that project. You might not want to do this vocation for the rest of your life, but you make that project the best, then you remove all your distractions. If you're going to sell, commit to selling something that you believe in, that you can put your heart, your soul, your passion, and enthusiasm into. Commit to one product rather than trying to sell 8 or 10 really badly. If you're going to give your time, align it with something that, you know, you're going to be able to fully back, and sell it like it's the end of the world. If you're going to start a new income stream, a new business, commit to making that work. Now, you can juggle one or two things. You can't juggle five things. And if you're not going to commit and you know you're not and you're just stuck in no man's land and you're half-assed and you're moaning, then quit. Commit or quit. Because I think that dull, long ache, you know, that slow cook of being in no man's land is worse than doing something that you really know you don't want to do, because at least you can then quit it because you know you don't want to do it. And of course, it's worse than doing something that you love to do. So sometimes it's comfortable being in no man's land. I'm making just enough money. You know, I'm just about getting by. You need that sharp pain. That, you know, if you're going to quit, commit to quitting. You know, don't necessarily keep all your options open. Quitting, giving up, saying no is something else that you should commit to as well. So really what I'm saying in this long-winded but important way of using the examples is commit. Commit to your decisions. If they're short-term ones, commit to them, because then they're bridging to the long-term commitments that you can commit to. If you haven't found your why yet, or you haven't found your ideal niche, then commit to the job that you've got or the part-time job. Commit to paying the mortgage. Commit to getting the income. You know, if you're going to hire a staff member, commit to them. You know, if you're going to onboard them, commit to onboarding them. And, you know, if they're not quite working out, you've got to back them completely and train them and build them up. Or, especially in that first year when it's a lot easier, you've just got to let them go. So, commit or quit. Thanks for tuning in to this Caffeine Cast, which will be going live on the Disruptive Entrepreneur in a few days' time. If you watch the live feed videos, thanks for being a follower of my work. Make sure you listen to the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast. And if you listen to the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcasts, I'm doing a lot more work on LinkedIn now. I'm finding really good engagement and I'm putting some unique content out on LinkedIn. So maybe you want to follow me on LinkedIn. I think if you search my name, Rob Moore or Rob Moore Progressive, you'll find me on LinkedIn too. So come follow me there. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, remember, I've got to sign out with, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.